law, you should be held accountable. If Congress will not check this administration, then Chicago will.
The White House says it will appeal a ruling that challenged the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. There's still no deal to end the government shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
The Senate isn't coming back until late this afternoon, and they're not going to have a vote until this evening, early this evening, which shows that there's really not a sense of urgency up here on Capitol Hill because the two sides are still very much entrenched in their position.
The administration continues to insist jobs could be on the line, as Olivia Rinaldi reports from the White House.
It still remains a threat, but not something that has actually materialized. We know the president has been talking about doing those mass firings, those reduction in force notices.
There is cautious hope for a ceasefire agreement to end the war in Gaza, but Haley Ott reports from Jerusalem. Israel's offensive continues.
We were near the border with Gaza yesterday, for example, and we heard and felt a number of very large explosions. And our sources there say while there have been fewer strikes since the proposal was announced, strikes are continuing. At least 24 people were killed in Gaza in the last day, according to health officials there. And an Israeli government spokesperson said that certain kinds of bombings had stopped, but there currently is no ceasefire in Gaza.
He was arrested over the weekend for attacking a truck driver. Now the charges against former NFL quarterback and current Fox Sports commentator Mark Sanchez have gotten more serious, as correspondent Peter King reports.
Sanchez originally faced misdemeanor charges, but now Marion County, Indiana prosecutor Ryan Mears says the alleged victim's injuries are serious, so the charges have been upgraded.
Felony charge, a level 5 felony of battery involving serious bodily injury, which contains a penalty of 1 to 6 years.
A police affidavit says the 38-year-old Sanchez attacked the 69-year-old truck driver over a parking issue. The driver says he pepper sprayed and stabbed Sanchez in self-defense.
Checking the numbers on Wall Street at this hour, stocks are mixed. The NASDAQ is up by 178. The Dow Jones Industrials are 30 points lower. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A quick response from Racine firefighters kept a laundromat fire from spreading last night. Crews were called to the laundromat on Lathrop Avenue just after 6 for smoke and flames coming from the roof. Fire investigators say lint buildup in 2 dryer exhaust units sparked the fire. It was out in about 20 minutes with no injuries reported. A longtime Wisconsin appeals court judge is stepping down. Judge Lisa Neubauer says she'll retire at the end of her next term after 18 years on the bench. Neubauer, who once ran for state Supreme Court, says serving on the 2nd District Court of Appeals has been an honor. Attorney Anthony Lococo has already announced plans to run for the open seat. Racine City Hall is getting repairs starting today, with tuck pointing on the west side expected to last about 4 weeks. That west side entrance will be closed and parking will be limited along that spot. A Racine man was stuck on Lake Michigan for 4 hours Friday after drifting too far from North Beach on a tube. Crews rescued him using a jet ski and thermal cameras, and he was treated for dehydration and hypothermia. And Brewers pregame takes over the traditional WRJN airwaves tonight at 7:30. It's an 8:08 first pitch at American Family Field for tonight's Brewers-Cubs playoff game. For the Chicago game Wednesday, Amtrak will be running a special train for fans from Milwaukee to the Windy City with a stop in Sturtevant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday, 9-3, lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
He said we're going to need a good 3 days. He told me two, but after watching them, I think it's 3 for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms for your Monday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Our winds will turn to the north. Tonight, showers and storms. Lows will drop back into the mid and upper 50s. Tuesday, any early showers ending. Then we'll see sunshine in mid 60s. Right now, it's 76.
WRJN, good afternoon. Well, the rumors are we got a harvest moon tonight, and on that note,
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Find out hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. Yeah, you don't
tug on Silverman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
You've spoken, we listen. Local news. Timeless sister back on WRJ. And Jim Croce, you don't mess around with Jim or Don Rosen either. He's a tall guy and take you right out. Well, anyway, Don Rosen has a morning show. Duh. All together now. But the show is sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. And tomorrow, Don is Aaron McCollum from Marine Credit Union. Talk the workshop that they recently hosted at the Racine Public Library, along with additional community events and ways to properly budget for the upcoming holiday season. I probably should be listening to that show tomorrow morning right here on WRJN. And he also, Don usually has once a month, even more, the Racine Theater Guild on there. And one awesome comedian, and I'm not just saying that because it's a deep, close personal friend of mine, but Adobe Maxwell is going to be at the Racine Theater Guild November 15th doing a Saturday night show, and he's going to be in next hour to talk about it. So just giving you a heads up, Adobe Maxwell here in the studio, 3:15 right here on WRJN.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
WRJN. Where are you, little star?
Oh,
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits right here. WRJN. Sits WRJN, and the only thing missing from this Hugh McStella, did I just screw it? The only thing missing from it is more cowbell, please. Cindy filling in for Kurt Vollman. I hope he's doing good. Loving this. Old days, Chicago.
sunshine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
Timeless hits us all right here on WRJN. You think you had a bad weekend? Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez had a bad weekend, followed very closely by the dude that floated off a mile off at North Beach in Lake Michigan. But Mark Sanchez probably edges him out on a bad weekend. He got in a fight, got stabbed, went to the hospital, got arrested, and went to jail. He did get released, but now they've upped his charges to a felony. So just, that's just weird there. Cause I like watching him on Fox. I think he's very good and I get a kick out of him. So, man, I hope he pulls it together. I got no quip, no sarcasm on this one. Just really, really felt bad reading that.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A quick response from Racine firefighters kept a laundromat fire from spreading last night. Crews were called to the laundromat on Lathrop Avenue just after 6 for smoke and flames coming from the roof. Fire investigators say lint buildup in 2 dryer exhaust units sparked the fire. It was out in about 20 minutes with no injuries reported. Damage to the building and equipment adds up to about $175,000. A battery check this week in Racine. Fire Prevention Week kicks off with a special focus on a hidden danger in many homes, lithium-ion batteries. The Racine Fire Department and the National Fire Protection Association are teaming up to spread the word about how to buy, charge, and recycle those types of batteries safely. Back in May, a Kenosha County house burned to the ground when lithium-ion batteries exploded while charging. They were for a drone. Fire officials warn that the batteries are becoming a growing fire risk and that they need special care. It's a night game with an 8:08 first pitch this evening. The Brewers take on the Cubs in Game 2 of the National League Division Series. After tonight, Game 3 is set for Chicago, where fans not heading south can join a watch party at the Harley-Davidson campus. They'll have a 135-inch screen, food trucks, and entertainment all free to attend. Amtrak is running a special train to Chicago Wednesday for those with tickets to Wrigley. Tonight's first pitches will come from Brewer greats Cecil Cooper, Trevor Hoffman, and Bob Uecker Jr. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms for your Monday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Our winds will turn to the north. Tonight, showers and storms. Lows will drop back into the mid and upper 50s. Tuesday, any early showers ending. Then we'll see sunshine and mid 60s. It's 78 at our studios.
Postal Service. They're so cool. Stevie Wonder, local news, timeless is WRJN, and class reunion today is 1970. Great news for you CCR fans and Neil Diamond fans. Oop, that was a hint.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo. got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes looking through my soul. Temptation eyes, you gotta love me tonight. Just the same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride, it's never ending tonight. With me, she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Love, temptation eyes, looking through my soul. Temptation eyes, you've got to love me.
It's WRJ and Grassroots Temptation Eyes. You know, when I left Milwaukee, the sun was bright and shining. It's all cloudy here. 76 degrees right now. WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
I don't want to see. I'm not told, and let's go. fresh room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Papa told me not to come.
Night local news. I know it's coming. There you go. Local news. Timeless is WRJN with Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come. I just saw a story this weekend about a former forklift driver who won $1.3 million. So what do you do when you win that in a lottery? You party nonstop for 3 months until you get a blood clot in your lung, and they told him, you can't party anymore. Hey, terrible. What am I going to do with the $100,000 I have left because I blew all my money? It was a heck of a party. Oops. Anyway, WRJN is expanding. Now when you head north of the Racine County line along the lakeshore, you can hear your local news and timeless hits on 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County and most of Caledonia. That clean, clear FM sound for all of your favorite timeless hits. Now even north of Racine on 107.3. Although I'm going to make a plug here for AM radio, being that I'm probably the only one left that has an AM radio in her car. And so I listen to it all the way up into Hell's Corners, for heaven's sakes, and even in West Dallas, because I have AM and the signal goes farther. But anyway, that's just me. We're also on 99.9 Reseed, 98.1 Kenosha. Coming up at 3:15, my buddy, Dobie Maxwell. Awesome comedian, world famous, and a good friend of mine, I hope. Well, he might dispute it, but he's coming up at 3:15 right here on WRJN.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th, kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply. Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Timeless is WRJN, from Martha Vandellas to Marvin Gaye. Love this man. Way ahead of his time with this tune.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh,
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The government shutdown continues with no sense of any compromise coming. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
There's nothing for us to negotiate. I cannot go to the CR and go, you know what, Democrats, you're right. Let me take out these three Republican priorities. I didn't add a single Republican policy or priority or preference to the CR.
CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Can these leaders find common ground? That is some of the frustration reflected in our polling as well, you know, which found that both parties kind of share the blame here when it comes to voters. So we'll see if that pushes them or prod either side potentially to sit down at some point this week.
The number of air traffic controllers calling in sick since the government shutdown began has ticked up slightly. According to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, staffing has been reduced by as much as half in some locations, though he didn't say where.
Is our airspace unsafe? No. Right? If we think there's issues in the airspace, we will shut it down.
Controllers are set to miss their first paycheck on October 14th. Expect some changes when you check in to board American.